Welcome back to the podcast. Today I have with me somebody who I've known since my freshman year of college back in 2017. She was like my sister in this organization I was in, and she's become a really good friend of mine. So her name is Cambry.
Hi guys.
Cambry, thanks for taking some time out of your Friday.
Of course.
And joining me.
Of course. Happy to be here.
I'm glad I had to get you up before you're graduating. Mm-hmm. And we cut it really close.
I know, got 2.5 weeks left. Fit it in right at the end.
But here we go. How do you feel about all this being your last year here? I know you're supposed to graduate in May. Yeah. And then things happen, but what did you think about how do you think this semester's gone so far?
Well, I think definitely at the beginning, I still wanted to stay. I definitely wasn't ready to leave. But it's been pretty chill. I've been in 9 hours, so haven't been doing too much this semester. But after Thanksgiving break, I got back and was like, okay, I think I'm finally ready to just kind of be done with the school part of my life.
Yeah.
Sorry. There's my dog, Bo, in the background throwing balls.
Hey, Bo.
Might make an appearance a few times throughout this.
Yeah, I feel if I were to graduate in the spring too, on time, it just wouldn't have felt right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel this is a good way to ease out of it.
Yeah, I agree. Especially just because last year, I feel we really got gypped of a senior year. So it's kind of this was a better version of my senior year. So.
And you're taking less hours too.
Yeah. So no senior design. So it's been nice.
Oh my gosh. Oh Lord. Yeah. I'm currently going through that now. And last year, I didn't do any senior design at all, no 401, not even 404.
Yeah.
So I remember seeing the group chats and seeing that you guys were all struggling, and I was like, dang, this is going to suck. I'm going to have to do this, but without all of them.
Yeah, I'm so glad that I did it with the majority of our friends, because, I mean, with my group, I had three of our good friends in it, so it was great to have them alongside for all that.
Yeah, that's good. When did you know that you were going to take an extra semester?
It was actually, I remember it was freshman year, probably it might have been first semester, honestly.
Really?
And I was on the phone with my dad, just talking about school. And he's like, I really think you should spread things out, take an extra semester, don't stress yourself out too much. You're here to learn, but you should also be here to have fun and make friends and stuff. So at first I didn't want to, because I thought that's kind of a bad thing to go later, but then I kind of realized a lot of other people are doing it too. So I think from there I kind of just started planning to graduate a semester late, and I'm happy I did it.
Yeah. See, I think that, I don't know, there's a lot of pressure, or society just tells you have to graduate on time or graduate early. Mm-hmm. And the people who graduate later are usually supposed to be dumber, not trying as hard. And that's how I felt when I first realized that I would be staying an extra semester. It's now an extra year because of a co-op, but it's just tough because your whole life, and I'm sure you're the same way too, you're always either on track or a little bit ahead. Mm-hmm. And for the first time in your life, you're behind people in your grade.
Yeah.
And it helps when you're in a group with mechanical and you have other people doing the same.
Yeah, for sure. So. Yeah, I feel from the past few years, I realize it's almost more normal to go a few other semester or two later than it is to graduate on time.
So. Yeah. Did your dad graduate on time?
No, I think he took 5 years.
Okay.
He was an electrical engineer, so he was also in engineering, so I think he understood. But I think he had a little bit more fun in college than I did, so he might have not have been in class all the time.
There you go. What made you choose mechanical engineering?
Yeah, I think kind of in high school, I was in AP Chem and AP Physics and really loved just the STEM side of things. Mm-hmm. And I was really close to my chem teacher and actually wanted to go into chemical engineering at first. Mm-hmm. And he had some chemical engineer come and talk to us in our class. He started talking about how we made concrete and stuff. And I was like, okay, never mind. That's not what I want to do. So I think from there, I was engineering in general sounds interesting to me. So I kind of just started exploring what different routes would be. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I was really hands-on and like doing stuff in person stuff, and versus being on a computer all the time. So
yeah.
That's kind of what led me to doing mechanical. Yeah. But
so it wasn't like a high school class, because I know some people have like engineering classes or whatever.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't think we had that when I was there. I know my younger brother and sister are there right now, mm-hmm. like at the same high school I went to, and my brother was in like an engineering class, but it's still just coding and stuff. But I don't know, it was a lot smaller when I went there. So
yeah, no, I remember like my dad's mechanical, and I remember he had this like take your kid to work day. Mm-hmm. And I went, and he's in like the oil and gas field, okay. which I'm already not interested in right now. And back then,
yeah,
I thought I had to be interested in it. So I was like, I remember trying to pay attention on that trip, and I was like, this stuff just not interesting. It's not interesting. You know? Yeah. And I still couldn't tell what an engineer did, like even after that day. And so like I kind of just blindly went in knowing, hey, I'm like decently good at math and science, more so on math. I don't know what I want to do. And I just, like, a lot of people just chose mechanical because it was broad.
Yeah.
And honestly, I shouldn't have done that. I should have done, like, industrial systems or something. But it is cool to, like, look back and, I don't know, think about all the struggles we went through early on and mm-hmm. thinking about dropping a class or, like, registering for classes.
Yeah.
And now we're, like, almost so close. Done.
So I remember this was probably, like, maybe sophomore and junior year, you were like contemplating like switching majors, weren't you? Because I remember talking to you about that mm-hmm. it was like fluids, we were having a rough time, and you're like, I don't know if I should like switch. Or...
Yeah, it was, I forgot what, I think it was my sophomore year at the end, mm-hmm. and I was just struggling. Like sophomore year was the worst year academically for me.
Yeah.
Because freshman year, like you're kind of taking classes you've already took, so you don't need to like actually study.
Yeah.
You can like afford to study that tonight, a night or two before. But then 225 was what just caught me off guard. Mm-hmm. And after getting behind in that class, it just affected the rest. And my mom wanted me to switch out too, because she was like, Victor, like your GPA is going to fall if you keep doing this. And then you're not going to be able to get a job.
Yeah.
You should move to something easier, like a business major or something. Because my mom's computer science. So she understands.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, like I ended up getting an internship, and she was like, all right, go talk to people at that internship and see what you should do. Mm-hmm. And people at that internship were like, honestly, if you can stick with mechanical, like I know it's hard, but there's more opportunities for mechanicals than like industrial. And both are like, you have so many opportunities, but industrial, like mechanical can do what industrial does, but it's not always the other way around.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like with mechanical in general, like you could end up in business and like be mm-hmm. perfectly fine. It's just, it's really broad. So
did you ever have a moment where you were thinking of switching out or changing?
I think kind of like around the same time, like either what you were saying, sophomore year or maybe junior year, just whenever the classes were
mm-hmm.
just awful. like I definitely like questioned it, if this was like where I was supposed to be. And then it's sometimes hard just because we have so many friends in our major, and like trying not to compare yourself to them and like the grades they're getting, and like getting a lower grade on like the test than like someone you're sitting next to who's your friend. Like that's always hard. So I don't know, but I think kind of the same thing with me. Like I had internships all 4 summers that I've been here, and I think that was kind of reassuring, knowing that I can be successful in a workplace, and like it's not just about like the grade you get and stuff. So
what are like the different types of roles you've held? Because I think every time you've gone back, you've held a different responsibility, or I don't know.
Yeah, National Instruments.
Yeah.
Yeah. So actually, my first internship was with a civil firm in New Braunfels, where I'm from. It was just like a smaller firm there.
Mm-hmm.
And with them, I did actual like civil work. So we did a lot of like water runoff routes and stuff. And for commercialized areas. And that was interesting. And at that time, like, we were still waiting to hear back from the ETM.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't sure if like I even got mechanical at that point. So like I was exploring civil also, cause I think that was one of like the second one I ranked.
Yeah.
So that was more of a civil engineering internship. And then the past 3 years I've been with NI for the summer. So, I've done pretty similar things, I guess, for the past 3 years. I've worked like on slightly different product lines. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to think of like, they all kind of blur together at this point. But yeah, just like working on slightly different product lines and with different groups, which has been really cool because then you get to meet a lot of people. But full time, when I'm starting in February, I'm actually on a completely different group that's in California and like a completely different product line. So it's going to be like kind of starting over from what I've done the past 3 years. So it'll be interesting for sure.
Yeah. Do you know your job title yet or?
I think like starting out, it's just like mechanical engineer one. Like it's general, but then they'll put you in your specific group.
Gotcha.
So yeah, I'm working on some of their like RF products. Mm-hmm. So there is going to be like a lot of electrical stuff that goes into that as well. So that'll be interesting because that's definitely not my expertise. but yeah.
Is it an interest?
A lot of it goes over my head, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
So I think that there'll definitely be a learning curve, but I think it could be interesting to learn about that side of things just because we haven't really been exposed to that too much.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. All the electrical stuff like flew out over my head.
Yeah.
When I was in our electrical engineering class.
ESIM 214 or 215 or something. Yeah.
I was out. I like told Dylan, who was my partner, I said, hey, you build the circuit and I'll do the report. And like, we never really did good on the report, but I was just, it was like, I needed to get done with that class.
I feel that. My schedule got messed up that semester. So I was in the class with no one. So I had a random girl as my partner and we were in there. Like I've never had this happen to me with a lab, but we were in there from start to finish every time. Like,
oh, man.
Like having a hard time finishing in like the 2.5-3 hours you get.
So yeah.
That was a rough time. So I can relate. That was horrible.
Mm-hmm. But. Yeah. But it is cool because like, I think the world is moving more towards electrical products, electronics manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool to be in an industry that you know is growing. Like,
yeah.
You know, bless people who go into the oil and gas glasses.
Couldn't be us.
Yeah, couldn't be us. And I just, it's just funny though, because like when we first got in on campus, oil and gas was like the move.
Yeah, that's like everyone was trying to go into it.
And now it's more like, I mean, it's just not that much people. Yeah. So.
Yeah, well, I feel like it's changed so much just with like the economy these past few months too, because I think that it relies so much on that, and then they kind of stopped hiring, so people are like, well, starting looking at different stuff now too.
Yeah, that's cool. Are you the only engineering major amongst your siblings
so far? But the youngest two, who are twins, are I think both applying to the engineering college, at least A&M. I don't know if either of them know yet if they've gotten in or not.
Oh, so they're seniors right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, yep. It's going to be weird having them in college because they're like the babies of the family. Yeah. So,
are they living in this house?
Yeah. So, like, since none of us will be here next semester, it'll be empty for a semester and then they'll be up in the fall. So.
Oh, shoot, Courtney.
Yeah. So, Courtney's graduating early too. My sister that lives with me, for people who don't know who Courtney is.
Wait, so this house is just going to be, like, bare? Like, no, furniture will still be here?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Basically, like, everything but our stuff is staying here. I think Courtney might be taking her bed just because she likes it. But, yeah, everything's going to be here. And then I know my parents are talking about, like, working on it because, as you know, we just had a pipe burst this week. So all of our carpet smells great right now and might need a little fixing up.
Where was or how was your house? How did it hold up through the freeze?
Oh my gosh. I was freezing the entire time.
Oh no.
So I don't remember where you were at during that, but here we had no electricity like the entire time.
Dang, yeah.
We luckily had water, which was great, and we have a like the gas hot water heater, so I got warm showers, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned that this house has a very sucky insulation. So I was freezing the entire time.
Yeah.
Pushed through, made it through.
And who was here?
It was me and then my sister Courtney and then our old roommate Ashley. So she graduated last year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Gotcha.
It was fun. I mean, definitely memorable, but it was a little miserable as well.
Yeah.
Where were you during that?
So I lived in Aspire at that time.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, and I was co-oping virtually during that time. And honestly, I don't know why. Actually, I do know why. It's because I just wanted to, like, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But I could have just taken that week off.
Yeah.
Like, people, because they worked in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
But they, like, saw on the news, Texas was hit by this. And I could have easily told them, hey, my area was hit by rolling outages. I can't do work in my apartment.
Yeah.
but I had nothing else to do during the day. I wasn't in school. Mm-hmm. So I walked to the Commons every single day that week. Just because they had Wi-Fi, because campus has its own like heating system.
Or yeah, whatever. They have their own little power plant.
So I did work in the Commons. Not for, like from 8 to like 4, but like I'd still wake up early when it was icy. And I had free littles who would feed me from the Commons.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice.
I know.
That's so much commitment. I don't think I would have been able to like make it across in the snow. I probably would have killed myself
driving. No, it was slippery some days too. But then after... because Ryan, Hayden, Esteban, Ty, they all lived at U Center. Mm-hmm. I would just walk over and spend some time with them. And then they're always like, oh, let's do this at night. Or like, let's stay up. And they could do that. And I was like, I can't. I have to go back and do like prepare for work tomorrow. And we ran out. Like, we had rolling outages. Mm-hmm. But we ran out of water. And our elevators didn't work. Luckily, it was on the 6th floor.
Okay, I was about which to is ask the first how floor. High. Okay.
But there, I had friends who were on the 15th floor. And at one point I had running water, but they didn't. So like they'd come down and shower.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty miserable time. Aspire is, I have a window. So like it was just super cold through that window.
I can imagine. Mm. It was really, I mean, it was cool though to see all the snow and stuff. I just don't know if I'd want it to happen again.
Or at least have better insulation.
Yeah.
Or more people over.
Or if our like power grid was better or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it sounded like Ryan and all them kind of had a party that whole week, so.
Yeah, no, they just went to Hensel Park and just had a blast.
Yeah, I know. I was so sad I was stuck over here because I couldn't, my little Mustang, like, there was no way I was going to be able to drive it in the snow. Really? So I was like, I can't leave.
But. Yeah, no. I kind of want something like that to happen again just to, like, be able to say, hey, everybody, just come over here, bring all this food or whatever. Yeah. And, like, oh my gosh, that'd be so fun. But I don't know. I don't see it happening again.
Maybe in your last semester.
I know, who knows. But yeah, so you have a lot of different, or you have a lot of siblings. Mm-hmm. So including you, there's how many people?
There's six including me. Wow. So I'm right in the middle, the third oldest.
Yeah. And I'm just curious how that family dynamic is. And also if you can just run me through the car situation too.
The car situation. Yeah, okay. So I'll start with the car situation. Let's see. There is, do you know what an Avalanche is? Like a Chevy Avalanche?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a truck. Mm-hmm. So my dad had that car for the longest time. And when my brother started driving, like that's what he took. And he drove it for a few years until my sister started driving. And so she drove it. And then eventually I started driving it. And then went down to my younger sister and finally retired. Yeah. So we kind of like passed cars around. And like when like the next person started driving, like the older person would either get like one of my parents' old cars or like a used one that we bought or something like that. So there were a few times we had to like share cars and stuff, but for the most part, we've been able to have our own, which has been very nice. I'm thankful for that. Mm. I got my dad's old Mustang GT. So I was very happy about that in high school when I got it. I love that car.
Yeah.
It's so fun to drive around. Mm. Yeah. So we've been pretty lucky having our own cars and stuff. But yeah, I would say overall we're pretty close. I guess between my oldest brother and the youngest, like there's a bigger age gap. So I think like growing up it was always the oldest three us doing stuff and then the younger three kind of doing stuff. But we actually lived in Ohio for a few years for my dad's work and my mom homeschooled us up there. So like all six of us were always at home with my mom.
Yeah.
And that was always so fun because, like, homeschooling, you work until, like, 2, and then you're done because you do it at your own pace, and you just get done. So we'd always be playing together and stuff. So I feel like that just made us really close. And, I mean, we all still stay in touch quite a bit now. We're all in Texas still, so it's not that hard to go and see everyone. So
Yeah, I feel like that's just a full-time job, like your mom having.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I don't know how she did it. Like, I feel like just babysitting, like, one kid right now, it's just, like, it's enough.
Yeah.
So I couldn't imagine watching six kids while teaching them at all different grade levels and stuff. Like, it's, like, more than a full-time job, I feel like.
Before you guys could drive, when you guys would, like, go on, I don't know, like, family trips or something.
Oh, those were miserable.
Two cars, right?
So we had a 15-passenger van.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So like road trips for vacation and stuff, we're going to see family. We would usually take that, which was kind of nice because it was like two people per row, so you kind of got to spread out and stuff, and it was kind of fun. But like I said, when we moved to Ohio and stuff, we took, like my dad took one car with all the dogs, and then my mom took one car with all the kids, so.
How many dogs?
Oh, gosh. I think at that time we had four.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, yeah. Four went up to Ohio with us, and I think one died when we were up there, so we had three when we came back, but still a lot of dogs. But.
Yeah. And I have to ask, I know when you have, when it's like a family with three kids, you know, you have the older, middle, and younger, and a family with six, does that dynamic still exist, or is it more like the, like you said, older three and younger three?
Poor Courtney, she was probably the like true middle child, and I think she'll admit that too, because she was like how I was saying, like it was always like the older three kind of doing something and the younger three, but like I think there was a point where she was kind of like in a different stage than the younger two twins, so she would like want to do stuff with us, but then like us probably being mean, we like wouldn't let her or something, so.
And you're sorry, what were you saying?
I was just going to say, I feel like at some point we were all mean to each other. I remember when we were little, we'd always build like tree forts and stuff.
Oh, man.
And my older two siblings, like it would always be me with them. And we built one in this tree, and I thought that they like always climbed up the tree to get up to the top of the little like fort that we made. And I like could never figure out how to climb this tree because it was like straight up. Little did I know, they had like a rope ladder that they had, and they would run like ahead of me, climb up the ladder, and then
pull it up.
So I couldn't get up, and I would like try so hard to climb the tree, and they just, I would just be stuck at the bottom, they were at the top.
Oh, but, man. Yeah, I think being mean to your siblings is a, it's just part of life, you know?
Creates memories.
Yeah. But now you guys are all pretty good, pretty mature, and.
Yeah.
here and there.
We have our moments, But yeah, it's definitely, it's fun whenever we all get together because I probably see my oldest brother the least, I guess. But whenever we're all down, it's fun. But yeah, he just got engaged and he's working, so he's busy.
Yeah. This was the one with the mountains in the mountain or whatever.
Yeah. Looks like a little mountain man. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's do a little walk through Cambry's Texas A&M journey.
Okay.
So what made you like come here?
So I only applied to A&M and
I remember
UT.
That. Yeah.
And I don't know. I didn't want to go out of Texas. Like I wanted to stay here. And my dad went here, and like both my older siblings were here at the time too. I got into UT, but like, it didn't seem like a great fit for me. So I don't know. I think like in my mind, I always knew that I wanted to go here, but, I just like applied to UT as well, just to like, see if I could get in, I guess, you know,
For engineering as well.
But there I was like in electrical and
oh man and you don't have that ETAM process either, so
yeah,
you're
like, you
would have
like started in that, so I'm so glad I did not do that.
Yeah
So that's kind of what led me here, and then obviously started out in engineering. That's where I met all of our little friend group.
I know, getting into free too, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
I went to a big high school. It was like 6A and everything. And so I was like, oh, A&M's not going to be too big for me or whatever. Little did I know. Yeah. I walked on campus and I was like, gosh, there's so many people. And yet I see some, like, there's definitely like seniors at that time who like pretty much knew a lot of people. And I was like, how do you just know people when you're walking around? Like, this is such a big place. But Free was a good way to kind of like introduce us. And I honestly think that's where, like, it's a good group of people that got together. I tell my parents a lot about, like, where people are going and, like, you know, just the type of people they are. I think as a person and, like, as an engineer, we had a pretty group, good group of people.
Yeah, yeah, I think we got lucky with our group, because even now, after 4 years from being in the organization, like, I would say majority of us still talk and hang out quite a bit, mm-hmm. which is awesome. So
yeah,
I feel like that's kind of where I made a lot of lifelong friends. So mm-hmm. I don't know, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and yeah, so we finished freshman year, and we were well, actually, no, you were a cheer coach first. I remember that.
For our floatball.
For floatball. And I actually remember, this is kind of funny, I was going to be one of the people who was thrown. I was like, I went to like the first practice, uh-huh. and they're like, oh, you're going to be like at the top of the pyramid, and I've never done cheerleading, obviously. And then they're like, after you like pose at the top, you're going to have to like whatever.
Oh, like cradle down.
That's what, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, uh-uh. Like, I don't like taking risks like that. And so literally I dropped out of that just because I didn't want to, because I was like, I can't do it. But you were a coach. You made the whole choreography and music too, right? Didn't you like cut the music or something?
I feel like Kylie Beal might have helped with the music. Yeah. Because okay. I don't think I do the music. I'm not that talented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was fun. It was, I mean, kind of from my side too, I was kind of scared watching them do it, but majority of the guys seemed down to be thrown in the air or throw someone in the air yeah. or try to do a flip. So
yeah, the flips.
We just went with it. Who was it? I think it was Luke Spear that did a backflip.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, but yeah, that mm-hmm. was fun. It's just so weird because that, like, it just seems like so long ago now. I mean, I guess it kind of was because it was 4 years ago, but yeah. Now it's just kind of a blur.
I know. I'm like meeting. Like, I've been a big for the past, like, 3-4 years, and this is the first year I'm not, but mm-hmm. two of my littles are on staff, and they've gone through recruitment, and I hosted a s'mores night for them, so all the freshmen came over. I wasn't, like, hanging out with them, but, like, I was, like, meeting them, and I said, dang, like, when I was a freshman in college, y'all were freshmen in high school.
That's so weird.
I know, but anyways, freshman year, that's finished, and then yeah. you enter sophomore year, and before school even starts, I don't know if you went to this, but there was like some mechanical engineering meeting, like new student. They like walked us through our degree planner.
Oh yeah.
And there's also the first time when like Zachary was built, so we did like a Zachary like scavenger hunt or something. I don't know.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was so weird from being stuck like in the greenhouses.
Mm-hmm.
These little tiny like rooms that just weren't that great.
I know.
To Zach, because it's, I don't know, it's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, but then we had, like, classes in J. Kane, and little did we
those
know.
Those were the most depressing
classes. We would be in those classrooms for the next couple of years. They just have, like, there's no windows anywhere.
I know, like, I feel like they purposely made it depressing. Yeah. I know, though, like, when we would make our schedules, I would purposely look at the room numbers.
Really?
And, like, if there was a class in Zach or J. Kane, like, even if the professor was different, I would usually choose the exact one just because, like, I hated J. Kane.
Yeah, no, I don't like it either.
It needs an upgrade. And some it windows. Does.
Actually, whenever, I think 2 weeks ago, I have thermofluids with Haglund mm-hmm. at like 8 a.m. But at 8 a.m., there were like, I guess, people who were in charge of the building there wearing like hard hats and stuff.
Mm.
And they were asking us, what's something about this room you think could be improved? And asking us all these questions, and we talk about seating and more space, and then
chargers,
yeah. yeah. And they said, unfortunately, we're not allowed to do that because that's apparently like a A&M electrical wiring thing. So I guess that room is just never going to have enough charging because yeah. it really does suck.
That was always the worst, like having class in there and having to remember beforehand to have your computer charged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
cause it was tough.
Half the time I would forget. So.
Yeah. But sophomore year,
like, not too eventful. I was a fat parent like you were.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some pretty great kids that year. Mm-hmm. Me and Luke Conlin had Georgia and Trey and Cameron. And
yeah.
They're still my pretty good friends now. Like, yeah. we still do stuff. So it's fun. I'm actually supposed to be going to Europe, and Georgia's going to come for a few weeks.
Oh,
so,
shoot.
Yeah.
Hopefully that all works out.
I know. I'm crossing my fingers.
Did you ever struggle in classes during junior year?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yes. I think, like, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I got no sleep junior year, honestly. Specifically, fluids.
It was thermo. Because fluids was junior year. 3:44.
You're right. Thermo. Who did I have for that? Oh, I actually liked that class. Mm-hmm. I wasn't amazing at it, but I liked it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Eason sucked. That was sophomore year.
Yeah, 260.
260. Ooh.
That was the worst one at that point.
Yeah. I feel like the class wasn't, I mean, it sucked, but it wasn't horrible. It was like the labs that sucked because I had no clue what we were doing in there.
Yeah. And I know, like, I think I was partnered with Hayden at one point, and we were both the same. We were just like, I know it's blocked out for 3 hours, but if we can get out in 1 hour, like, we're going to try to do that.
Yeah. Was that the one where you had to, like, have a different partner every time? Like,
260? They, like,
yeah. Yeah. I hated that.
I know. You just, it was luck of the draw.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I think you would, like, pick numbers or something.
Yeah. Or they would assign you. But... Yeah. Junior year was probably the worst one.
Yeah, I
and I remember, I think we all had this like 2 week period where it was like 6 tests in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that just got a lot of us.
I don't think we ever left Zach. Like, I specifically remember pulling a few all nighters.
Yeah. Staying there late, like just crackhead hours.
Yeah. There would always be like Michael and someone else just completely off topic, like getting us all off topic. And it was always so funny.
I know. I remember one day. I think there were a couple of days, but there's one day in particular we had like reserved that middle room behind the stairs.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I feel like you came and brought pizza or something.
Yeah.
Maybe it was after a meeting.
Yeah. No, that was a fun time. Yeah. But I think I'm now like, I'm at that point where I'm not going to sacrifice my sleep for studying.
I don't know like what happened within the past year, but I just... Even if I try to stay up late and, like, study or do something, I just physically can't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so easy for me to stay up, like, super late freshman year because I'm hanging out with someone or, like, doing something. And now I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah. And I think that's, like, the definition of just getting older and maturing.
I know. We're adulting now.
I know. It's sad.
Yeah. And then junior year was rough. Senior year.
Wait. Before we get to senior year, we studied abroad.
Oh, we did study
abroad. We did study abroad.
I don't know how I passed that. That was, yeah, I guess that was junior year.
Yeah. Do you remember how we ended up going to Spain instead of going to Greece?
Yeah, we both didn't get into Greece. So we're like, well, this one's...
Because we didn't know we had to like send our advisor all this stuff. We thought it was just to register That's it.
Which even I think if we would have known, I'm pretty sure that like we still wouldn't have gotten it. Because I think it was like...
It was packed.
It was so
Everyone
packed.
Wants to go to Greece.
Yeah. And the Spain one was a lot cheaper.
It was way cheap, like $6,000 cheaper or something.
Yeah, so it was so fun. I'm happy we
Yeah. But
really fun.
I just remember, because I had signed up for some automatic notification and was like, okay, Cambry, you and I didn't get Greece, but if you really want, I'm just going to set this email notification up and let you know whenever I get that, and we can both register.
Yeah, I think didn't we register together like in one of the little Zach Greece
rooms? Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And we were just like, we're going to Spain.
I remember I was so stressed, though, because I kept sending out emails like, we need more students to apply. And I was like, Victor, I'm going to be so sad if it doesn't happen.
I know.
But
and then it worked out. And I just remember our first, like, time meeting everyone else going. It was just like, I mean, it's just awkward when you meet everyone like that. And it's kind of forced hangout.
Yeah.
And I don't think everyone going, maybe everyone was going to Spain. But I don't know if it was, like, a mixed thing. I think there was one where it was just Spain people.
I think there was one where there was just Spain people. It was in the classroom because we had to do that orientation.
Yeah, it was like
it was so awkward.
Yeah.
I was so happy that you were going. So I was like, okay, like if everyone else is lame, which wasn't the case, I was like, at least I have Victor because I'll be able to hang out with him the whole time.
But... Yeah. That was just such a fun time.
Yeah.
Can you run me through that first day because I wasn't there because my plane.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that was so sad. I'm trying to think. So I got in, like, before noon, so kind of earlier in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we took, like, the big charter bus to the apartment complex that we were staying in. I remember what I was doing that day. Mm-hmm. It was taking me a second to remember. So basically we got there and we got our rooms and stuff, and there was already kind of, like, another group that was there, but I think that since they had gotten in so early, they had like already gone off and done stuff like downtown city center. So the group that got there like around the same time I did, we kind of like all settled in and then started walking around like the area that we were staying in. Uh-huh. And it was actually during like the siesta time.
Yeah.
So like everything was closed, which sucked, but none of us had eaten lunch. So we found this like little tiny restaurant that was open.
In that mall center?
No, it was actually like, because you know, we were kind of like, we weren't like in city center. Like we're kind of like outside, I guess. But it was kind of like around like where we'd go play basketball and stuff.
Oh,
like
okay.
Out, kind of like venture it out a little bit.
Yeah.
There's a little small restaurant and it was actually really good. And like, that was really fun. Cause I was like kind of the first time like part of the group like sat down and like got to know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the food was good and there was free wine and coffee. So
free wine and coffee.
Yeah. It was like some like lunch deal they did. It was like a 2-course lunch and then you got wine and then you got coffee at the end. It was like 12 euros. I was like, okay, I definitely like Spain.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah. And then I feel like the first day really wasn't that eventful though. Cause everyone was so tired.
Yeah.
I think like after that, we just kind of went back and hung out at the apartments. And then that night, the ladies that kind of like sponsored us, like provided us dinner, like on the top floor.
Okay. Isn't in the study room where we were at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was good. But yeah, it was still just kind of awkward getting to the room. Yeah. But you got in not too much later the next day.
It was just the next day. Yeah. It was like pretty early. I just remember, I was like, dang, I'm getting in. And like, if I knew like Cambry was here, somebody else was here, like we could stumble our way around. But like, I didn't know who to look for. And then she texted me and was like, hey, I have this, I'm like holding up your name on a sign.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, thank goodness.
I would have been so scared because I didn't know this at the time, but I had like 3 people on the same flight that I was on. It was like Isabella, Melissa, and someone else, I think, was on the same flight. I just like didn't know them then, so I didn't know that they were.
Yeah.
But then I think I recognized Isabella and I was like, oh, you're on the study abroad. So I just kind of like followed her. So
yeah.
Yeah, I would have been more scared to do it by myself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was this your first time in Europe?
Yeah, that was... Yeah. I was going to say that was my first time out of the country, but...
Oh, shoot.
It wasn't.
Okay.
I was lying. But yeah, like, first, like, really big trip, because I'd been to Costa Rica my senior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's... That was, like, with, like, a lead... Like,
yeah,
this a was big like, group, and this was kind of, like, the first time, like, doing everything on my own, so.
Yeah. Did you have, like, a favorite part of the trip, or maybe favorite top 2-3 moments?
That La Fiera bar that we went to, that was probably, like, one of the most fun nights I had.
Was that New Year's?
Oh, New Year's was so fun, too. No, it wasn't. I think that was probably before. But New Year's was really fun, too, because we had that really good dinner.
Yeah.
And then I remember like us kind of like trying to like find like a bar or something to go to, and then you getting into like that dance competition with that guy.
Yeah.
That actually came up. Or like I was just looking through my memories or something on Snapchat, and that like came
up. It was outside of the building or whatever.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the coolest like trips we did, like either Montserrat or going to
Girona.
Girona, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Girona or Genora?
Girona.
Okay. I always called it the wrong one, so I never remember what it actually is.
Both are good.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, because I was like, if we're going to be there, like, I know we have to study, but like, we also have so much to explore.
I know.
And luckily, we had a professor. Who also wanted to explore too.
Yeah, he was so nice, and he like did a bunch of stuff with us, which was really fun. And his family came; that was funny.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. The class itself was just like, it was a marathon to get through. Honestly, because we would just be studying so late. And I remember there was one day he was like, "Okay, we can either end now at 7, or we could do one more hour of lessons." And we're like, we'll do one more hour.
Yeah,
like
just get it over with.
Get it over with.
Have a free day the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely got minimal sleep that trip. Like, by the end of it, I was just so tired and miserable. But I was trying to fit in, like, every moment I could, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, doing as much as possible.
Yeah. The nightlife just surprised me because I'm so used to just ending at 2. And I couldn't hang, even on New Year's. Like, I left early at, like, 4 or 5. And I'd
early.
Early, yeah. But then, like, I'd get back home, I'd sleep, And then I'd get woken up later by, I hear people down the hall, and I'm like, oh, it's like 8 a.m. They're getting ready for class, going upstairs. Yeah. It's no, they're coming home from the bar at 6.
Yeah. No, that almost made me miss our flight out back to the U.S. Really? Because there was like a group of five of us who were like, okay, it's our last night. We've got to go do something fun. And it ended up being a lot of driving around, so we couldn't find a good bar. Mm-hmm. But we got home probably like, I think it was like 3 hours before we had to leave. And I sat down on my bed for a second. I was like, okay, I'm just going to like sit for like 10 minutes and I'm going to get up. I was like 75% packed, yeah. But I need to pack and shower and like just get ready. And accidentally fell asleep, and I obviously didn't have an alarm set because I was only just going to like sit down for a second.
Yeah.
And someone woke me up or like was knocking on my door, and they're like, hey, we're leaving in 30 minutes. I was like, oh shit.
Thank goodness they did that.
I think it was Isabella. I was like, thank God. She probably knew that we were out. Uh-huh. But yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been so bad.
Did we all fly out at the same time? I forgot.
I think there was like two or three.
Like waves?
Waves, yeah. Okay. I was like the second one, but it was still pretty early in the morning.
Okay. Because I think I might have been on the first group. I don't know yet. But no, that was a lot of fun.
That was so fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was perfect timing because it was right before the world ended. So.
I know. So, like, we got our study abroad in, and a lot of people weren't able to.
Yeah. Like, my sister was on one in the spring semester, and she had to cut it short, like, in March, I guess, because that's when everything hit. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then COVID hits, and are you still here, or are you back home?
I was here for most of the time. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, I lied. Because it kind of started during spring break, so I was back home.
Oh, okay.
And then they're like, you get an extra week of spring break. And I thought it was going to be like the swine flu when we got a week off of school. Like, we just get an extra week off and then go back like nothing happened. But, yeah. So I was back home when it hit. And I think, like, after that second week off, I came back up here just because everyone else was back up here. Mm-hmm. And we kind of did school together. And then I think finally, like, around finals time, I moved back home for the summer. So
yeah.
I was kind of back and forth a little bit. Mm-hmm. But you were here most of the time, weren't you?
Yeah. I just can't do work at home. Like, yeah. Especially, like, home, because that's, like, every time I've gone home, it's always because of a break or it's the end of school.
Yeah, I feel that.
And I just associate College Station with work.
Yeah.
And friends.
I felt exactly the same way. And then I started actually having to, like work for my internship from home. I was like, okay, well, I guess I need to like change my mindset of not doing work when I'm at home, because
it's tough. You really need that balance.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And then we'll end with a super senior year. Did you go to the you went to the Bama game, right?
To the Bama game, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was with Sam, and then some of our friends came into town that had graduated, and a few that were still here. But yeah, I think that was probably like one of the biggest highlights, I feel like, of college, but like this last semester for sure. So I'm so glad that happened.
Yeah, that's when I was like, you know, I'm glad like I stayed extra.
If anything, like this was the only thing I needed to stay extra for.
We don't know when that's gonna happen again.
Honestly, like yeah.
So. But then what have been some other like, I guess, how have you spent your time outside of school this last semester?
Well, I mean, as you know, I started fostering a dog, but that didn't last long. I ended up adopting him. Mm-hmm. So that was in the beginning of the semester, and that took up, it's been taking up quite a bit of my time because he's still like in the puppy phase. So he wants to play and go on walks and all that kind of stuff all the time. So, that's definitely taken up a lot of my time. I feel like I've honestly been back and forth, like back home or going to like visit a friend or something on the weekends. So I honestly feel like I've just been everywhere and really haven't been here that much. But
yeah.
And then I would say the last way is just like all of us trying to hang out together and like squeeze in these last few.
Yeah, for real.
Last few weeks, like just trying to like hang out as much as we can.
So. Yeah. Oh gosh, that makes me sad.
I know.
And I wanted to go to your guys' graduation, but I'll be on pro trip, which is like right when y'all are graduating. Because y'all are like, what, the 18th or something, 19th?
I think we're the 17th, but I mean, honestly, sitting through graduation isn't that fun. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
My sisters are going to Disney World instead of going to my graduation.
Oh.
So. I'm just jealous I'm not going to be in Disney World.
Yeah. But then post-grad too, ideally, if everything works out, you said you're going to go to Europe.
Ideally, yeah. So I think as of right now, everything's open, but with Omicron, it might change. So Hoping not, but I don't know. If that doesn't happen, I don't know what I'm going to do, because I was like basically my whole like month off.
Well, I want to get some traction on this, but I was hoping we could like go to Denver or something, and maybe not go camping again, but oh my gosh, wait, let's talk about camping real quick.
How do we skip that one?
I know. Cambry and I and a couple other friends went to Canyonlands, White Sands, and Arches,
yeah,
in January of 2020, this past January, yeah, and we decided to camp.
Tent camp.
Huh?
Tent camp.
Tent camp, yeah, and we were outside for like 3 nights or 4 nights, I forgot.
Sub-zero degrees.
Yeah. Sub-zero, like you wake up and you're shivering and someone has to start the fire, but no one wants to get up, and then like there's snow on your car when you, like, it was cold, but it was so much fun too.
That's what we call long-term fun. It sucks in the moment, but it's like something we're not going to ever forget because it was just so memorable.
Yeah.
No, it was freezing. I remember, I think it was the first night we like set the tent up and stuff.
Yeah.
We were going to bed and I had to pee, but I did not want to get up because I was so cold. So I was like, I'm just going to wait until the morning. And that was like the most miserable thing I've ever done myself. But it wasn't worth it because the bathrooms were so far.
They're far. They're dark. There's barely anybody in the park.
Yeah. Caroline and I were like scared the whole time that someone was going to like murder us.
I know. It's fun. I think, were you cold at all the first night? Because I know me and, wait, you were at the edge too, right?
I was at the edge too. Okay. I feel like I was a little more prepared than you and Kyler. Yeah, I was going to say Kyler were, because y'all just had like one sleeping bag, and then I had like a mat and then two sleeping bags, and then Caroline and Jossie had like an extra one on top of them, so I like shared that too. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I was comfortable enough, but it was still cold.
Yeah. No, I just remember like waking up that first morning we slept, and I was like, is anybody else awake? Like, I thought it was 6 a.m. I felt like my back was just like, it's so cold that it felt hot.
Yeah, it's like stinging.
Yeah. And I was like, no way, like everyone's still sleeping with this feeling. And I realized I don't have thermal covering or whatever.
Yeah.
But
I think we changed that the second, like, I think we gave y'all something to lay on.
We got something to lay on, and it changed the game.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite moments on that trip was whenever I had to poop. And we were hiking that, like, the longest hike we did. It was, like, a 10-mile round trip.
Yeah.
Or maybe a little more. And we hadn't even gotten, like, halfway through. And I was like, oh, like, I'll hold it. It's okay. And honestly, like, if push had come to shove, I might have gone in the woods. But I was like, maybe I'll see a bathroom. I don't know. Like, it looks pretty.
We were pretty far out. But luckily, there was one at, like, the
almost the halfway point.
Or
it was pretty much the turnaround point.
Yeah, the turnaround point where the cliff was.
Yeah.
Those were like some of the prettiest places I feel like I've ever been, though. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah. And there's barely anybody there because no one's like hiking in cold.
Yeah, no one's stupid enough to go hiking like or tent camping in the cold. Like we were.
Yeah. But it was fun too, like just getting to be out there. First of all, you don't have any electricity or like Wi-Fi, which is great. But then secondly, like, you're like cooking food like the old school way. Yeah.
Jossie's cooking for us while we're like all around the fire.
She is so good at it.
I know. I was glad we had her there because I think we would have not survived.
I don't think so too. We would have had like ham sandwiches or something all the time. I wanted to ask you, like, post grad, what's like something you feel like that now that you're out of school and you can focus on just like your career and yourself and family, friends, what's something you feel like you'll have more time to do that you haven't had as much time to do in college?
That's a good question. Well, so over the summer, because like working from home and stuff, like there aren't as many of like our friends around just because a lot of people are from like Houston or Dallas. So I started playing pool with my dad, like on a league. And it's actually really fun. It's kind of funny because it's like a very interesting group of people that you're with. But I had a lot of fun doing that. And then like throughout this past semester, like I haven't really been able to play at all just because like we don't have time. So I think I'll probably start playing with my dad a lot more.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that because it's fun.
And you'll be living home for a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit at least. I don't know what my plan is. It's going to depend on how much I have to go into Austin to work versus how much I'm staying at home.
Yeah.
And I don't think Bo will be good in an apartment, so yeah. I might have to like save up a little bit so I can get a yard or something. Mm-hmm. But
I know you said that you're working with a team from California. Mm-hmm. Are you ever going to go to California?
I hope so. I think it'd be cool. And I think their office is like in the Redwoods, so like okay. I think it's supposed to be really pretty. But I don't know like if it would be anytime soon, just because like everyone's mainly still working mm-hmm. from home.
Yeah.
And they've done a great job of like helping you get set up in the way that like you can be sufficient at home and stuff. So
yeah.
I think eventually they'll make it out there. I just don't know if it'll be like right off the bat.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
What do you think, like, this is like very far down the road, mm-hmm. but like what's like the dream to you?
Jokingly, being a stay-at-home mom, that would be great.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. That's a good question. I haven't thought that far ahead. Like, I don't know. Having a family, having some kids.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I need to determine if I want to, like, stay working or mm-hmm. not.
Yeah.
Farther down the line. But, mm-hmm. yeah, hopefully travel a little bit more. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Stay in Texas, probably.
Stay in Texas, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I like traveling to different places, but I like living in Texas. So.
Yeah. I love living in Texas too. I think it's going to be like, it's going to be fun getting to like go around, but mm-hmm. at the same time, like everywhere I've like interned in Florida and North Carolina and just Texas. It's just, I feel at home when I'm yeah. there. It's hard yeah. to match that.
So are you going to try to like finish your rotation back in Texas then? Do you get to choose that or?
Yeah. So as a first rotation, I don't get to choose, but like okay. I ended up in a good place, luckily.
Yeah.
But as I go through the program every single year, I have more say.
Mm-hmm.
So next year, I know I'm thinking way ahead. I would love to go to like DC or Denver. I think DC is more likely because they want me to rotate throughout different business units.
Okay.
And I'm starting off in space, but in Denver, like Denver's another space place, so I can't go there.
Okay.
I can go there for my third one, but for my second one, I have to go somewhere completely different. So second one, Dallas is still an option because it's not space.
Mm-hmm.
DC, where I really want to go, is an option as well. And then for my third one, I mean, they pretty much put you almost like wherever you want, yeah. is what I've heard.
Because that's like you in there and you stay there, right? Like it wouldn't be like you just stay there for another year.
So after after your third one, you graduate from the program
mm-hmm.
and you can either do one of two things. You can either pursue an MBA full-time for like a year or two.
Oh, nice.
So because you have like 5 years,
mm-hmm.
you have to finish the program in 3, and then you can do an MBA either while you're working or completely after.
Okay.
So you can either get an MBA or I can apply for a full-time job, because I'm not guaranteed a job. I still have to work and apply.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also like work for a full-time job and get an MBA while I'm doing it. It's like part-time. Okay. I think I want to do a part-time MBA where I like go in on the weekends or something.
Yeah. And be busy.
Yeah. But, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if I'll miss school. Like, I don't know. It's kind of hard. Yeah. I like the social part of school. I just don't like the school.
Yeah. I can relate, mm-hmm. but at least you have a few years to figure that out.
Before. Yeah. So that'll be good. If you had to pick like Dallas, Houston or Austin to end up in.
Well, like, I enjoy being by my family, so, like, I would say Austin area, but I think Dallas would be fun, too, just because majority of our, or, like, a good amount of our friends are up there,
mm-hmm.
And Sam's gonna be up there, so.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be better, it's better than Houston, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you say that. I feel like most Houstons are so hardcore about.
Yeah.
Houston being the best place.
I think I'm realistic about it. Yeah. Houston has like lots of good food, and I think it's definitely the more like diverse place, and mm-hmm. I like it for like all the fun stuff, but I think Dallas gives me more like young adult vibes.
Yeah.
And so Houston just seems like sad corporate world life.
It's so, armpit.
It is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a couple more things for you.
Okay.
First one is, what's like, What's something you feel like, okay, this is going to be like, you can answer however you want.
Okay.
What's something you feel like is like just describes you? It doesn't have to be like a word. it could be like a thing. Like for me, it's like Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah.
It's like, that's just me. But what's like something like that to you?
That's such a hard question. Dog obsessed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be a good one. Mm-hmm. I will send my parents like pictures of stray dogs that need to be adopted like every week. Mm-hmm. And if I could choose, I would have like 10 dogs at my house right now. But mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. What would you say about me?
I would say like responsible, fun mom. Because I've always seen you as like, weren't you the only one who had a house when we were like all freshmen?
I was in a townhome. I wasn't here. Okay. Yeah. But okay. I wasn't in a dorm
either. Yeah. So I feel like I've always like had that image of you. Like Cambry is just like the caretaker almost. But like she's not going to baby you.
Yeah.
Like she'll have fun too. But she's also like very responsible and like will get her stuff done. And I don't know. That's how I feel. Yeah. But the dog part kind of plays into it. Would you never get a cat?
No, I like cats too. We had some growing up. It's just, I feel like they're a lot messier on the inside because you have to like clean up after
their litter. Yeah, the litter box, yeah.
Something like that. And I learned yesterday that Bo is not good with cats because we saw one on our walk and he basically dragged me across someone's lawn.
Oh, Lord.
Trying to chase it, so.
I always thought if I could have a cat like Carney,
that'd be ideal. Carney and Logie, I just love them. I love going over to their house and like just petting them and holding them and stuff.
Carney is a friend's cat that we always, Megan. So
yeah, shout out to Carney and Logie.
Shout out. How do you think that you've like changed and grown since being a freshman in college to like now?
I mean, I would say probably a little bit more responsible. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would agree with you on that one. I don't know. I feel like coming into college, I feel like my personality kind of like just overall mm-hmm. is a little bit different than it is now. I feel like I'm kind of like a lot more chill. And I used to be more of like the, I don't know.
Really?
Like, I don't know. I feel like I used to be a lot more like kind of like cheerleader-ish, mm-hmm. like how I was in high school and stuff. And now I'm just more chill.
But yeah.
That's just my thought. Might be different from someone else's view. But.
Yeah. I don't think I ever saw cheerleader Cambrian like a sustained period of time.
Yeah. Maybe just like freshman year.
Yeah.
I'm in engineering. Gotta get serious.
I think mechanical engineering just mellows you out, you know? Like, it just makes you like, yeah. Like, yeah. You just lose your emotion.
Yeah. You're just straight face. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha. And then finally, my last thing is, so I do this thing where like every now and then I'll like journal where I'll like write stuff down. Mm-hmm. But if I don't feel like writing or like if I feel like writing won't convey what I want to like portray, then I'll do like an audio journal. Mm-hmm. So that's just me talking into a microphone or pulling out my phone and talking to voice memos.
Yeah.
And then just saving that audio recording for nobody else to hear but myself. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I like doing that is because I like to look back and see like where I've come from or, you know, if I'm describing something, like I can hear how I sounded. It's kind of hard to imagine how you sound over like writing.
Yeah.
And so the reason why I bring that all up is I want you to do an audio journal to yourself like for the future.
Okay.
And I'll give you an example. I'll say one to you in the future.
Okay.
And you say one to you in the future.
Okay.
And just treat it as like a message for future Cambry, that a message that you think future Cambry will appreciate or need to hear.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll go first. Hello, future Cambry. Today is December 3rd, 2021, and we are 14 days, 2 weeks from graduating.
Oh my gosh.
Obviously I met you freshman year and a lot of that has kind of been blurry. I really don't remember much from freshman year.
I feel the same.
But I feel like as I've gotten to know you over the years, and then especially, you know, because mechanical engineering and then going to Spain, we've gotten a lot closer, and I just really, first of all, appreciate the person you are. I know I call you mom a lot, and it's not always because of like, well, it's more just because like you're like responsible, and I see you as somebody who like takes care, knows how to take care of herself, or like knows how to prioritize what's important. And I just like very, I like respect that a lot about you. And I don't know. I just hope you know that wherever you end up in the future, or whatever happens, that like you're capable and you're deserving of whatever comes your way. I also know, like, I mean, personally, I don't know what it's like, but I know it can be sometimes kind of daunting to be like a girl in mechanical engineering. And I don't know, maybe you've grown up with professors or people telling you like, oh, maybe you should choose something else, or like you'll do that, and like, I don't know, like you're not good enough. I don't know. But I just want you to know that you are good enough. You're a great person. I think you bring a lot of happiness to the people around you. You're very calming. You bring a very calming sense to wherever you go. And I don't know, you're going to be a good role model one day. You already are. So just want to tell you that.
That was so nice.
So yeah, that's my little message to you. Mm-hmm. And then you do one for yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Anyways, that was so nice. And I'll have to go back and listen to this.
Of course.
In the future. But hello, future Cambry. This is Cambry. I would say, like, you're probably going to go through a lot of, like, changes in the next, like, year or even few years, just with, like, moving to a different place, well, back home, I guess, right now, but, like, starting a job, and just there's a lot of uncertainty, so I've always kind of had a motto that it's always going to work out the way that it's supposed to work out, so I would just say continue to keep that in mind, and that wherever you end up is where you're supposed to be, and it's for a reason, so just trust the process, and trust that you'll be in the right place. So, yeah.
There you go. All right, Cambry. Well, thank you so much again.
Thanks for being inviting me. It's been so fun.
It has been fun. Yeah. But yeah, that brings us to the end of this episode, and we'll see you on our next one. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.